Okay. 6:33, and I call the meeting to order and ask everyone to rise to salute the flag. Pledge of allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'm going to do a roll call. Bob Lisi?
Here.
Loretta Sexton?
Here.
Linda Fusco? I'm here. Danny Soto is excused. So we have a quorum. Thank you, everybody. It goes down to item number 4, approval of the minutes. We don't have them today, but we will. And we'll talk about that when we get to old business. Under public portion, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Yes.
Go ahead, Ms. Palmer.
Okay, I just wondered the status of what was going on with my neighbor, because there's different people living there for so long, and you know, you want to know who your neighbors are. And I still smell cigarette smoke the last 2 days, and they started to store the cans again in the back about a foot and a half high. And I would like to say it's more than just that sign out front, the no smoking sign. What they should do is the DHA should just take the sign and take two nails or two screws and put it up on the building and show who's boss.
Is the sign out from under the chair or is it visible now?
It's on the chair now.
It's still on the chair.
Yeah.
And it's not a chair that's owned by the Derby Housing Authority. So, Howard, maybe we can ask one of the maintenance guys to take the sign back and put it up in a visible place securely enough so that it may not get torn down.
We can certainly have the maintenance men fasten the no smoking sign more securely, but I've also spoken to Ms. Palmer. I think actually today we are already taking care of this issue with the neighbors that are breaking the rules, and things are in progress at the moment, and that's all I can say, but it is being addressed.
Sure. Thank you. Ms. Palmer, as we've talked about in the past, there are some things that we are not going to put on the record because other people have rights as well, but you know, I've reassured you and Paula's reassured you that it's being handled. But, you know, in terms of putting the sign up, we certainly can do that. Was there anything else that you wanted to discuss?
Yes, I wanted to know what's, you know, going on with HUD going forward, like the remediation or what you were talking about, the soil results.
Well, it's on the agenda. We just sent the agenda out. There's a thick packet of documentation there. I don't think we're going to be in a position to really discuss it tonight. I want people to be thoughtful and to read it through. I think next month, what I can do is to bring in Brian Sierowitz, who works for Keegan Bond. They're the ones who did the report. I think we would be much better off if we were to have a professional go over them with us and make recommendations. I do think at some point we're going to have to move to do remediation in the areas that are required. That's going to require an RFP to go out to look for bids for a remediation company. But at least we've got some materials out there and we can start the process. We'll talk about that more when we get to the item on the agenda. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, that's it.
Okay. Is there anyone else from the portion who wishes, from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Third time, is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Hearing none, I move that public portion be closed. Do I have a second?
Second.
Bob, thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we'll go on to old business. Maria Stout. I talked with Maria today, and she is kind enough to come from Imagineers to address item number A, the monthly update. So, Maria, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know it was short notice.
Oh, no worries. My pleasure. Hello, everyone. So as I think we've talked in regards to the deficit with the funding from HUD, nothing that the Housing Authority has caused. It's nationwide across the board. But one of the things that we're working towards is reducing the deficit. That it's basically a HUD-created issue. We're not issuing vouchers. We're not extending those vouchers. And then anyone that is leaving the program, we're not reissuing that voucher for right now until the mandate is lifted from HUD and that deficit, you know, has been reduced. And we're working towards that. There's been quite a bit of strides in that development, either through people, you know, leaving the program or their incomes increasing, therefore that housing assistance payment being reduced. And then there's also, excuse me, the fraud recovery. And what that means is that if there are people that didn't report all of their income, then it causes a discrepancy for the program. And any variance, the difference in between what they should have been paying and what we ended up providing as a housing assistance payment or DRBI, then they have to repay that those monies back to the program. And we've had a few of those cases where actually the participants have paid it in full, because usually what happens is that a repayment agreement is generated for installments to pay off that debt that the client has caused. But so far there's been money, you know, paid back into the program. So that reduces that deficit as well. And then HUD has set aside money when they first realized, oh, wait a second, you know, there's gonna be a shortfall in the funding. There were certain housing authorities that met that criteria. DRBI was one of them. And Linda, you know, went through the process with us of getting that application for that set aside money to be awarded. And we were just notified that DRBI's projected award for December is $39,843, which is going to help towards that deficit. And they keep looking just to make sure, because HUD's goal, and as well as yours and ours here at Imagineers, is not to terminate people that, you know, don't need to be terminated. You know, they haven't caused anything. You know, we terminate people because they no longer qualify, or they're not doing what they need to be doing, and they're, you know, not meeting the obligations of their participant obligation. So that's happening. Does anybody have a question in regards to the funding? No.
No, Marie, it seems like it's out of our control, though, correct?
Correct. But we're working towards helping HUD, you know, figure this, you know, figure out how to get that deficit to you know, a manageable, or just eliminate that, so then we could start reissuing until they find out. And of course, you know, it's an election year, so we'll see, you know, what that is. You know, it was very frustrating, to say the least, because it's been a lot of work to get to this point. We didn't know until the second week of May, I think it was like May 8th, when that notification came out that said, oh, wait a second, you know, there's an issue with the funding. So almost halfway through the year. So let's see what happens in 2025. We're hoping that, HUD does not shrink the program, because a lot, the projections for the funding, is always based on 3 months prior. So 3 months prior has not, we've had to not issue vouchers and that kind of stuff. So, but, we'll keep working with them. We're still waiting for their shortfall prevention team to come back to us to say, what's going to happen next. And, we keep probing, the people at the Financial Management Center, but they're inundated with everything that's going on. Like I said, it's nationwide. So there's quite a bit of housing authorities that are in similar or even worse, funding shortfalls. So there is quite a bit to work towards eliminating that. Then with the FSS program, we have gotten the records, and Khalid, you were great in having us go down there and get as much information as possible from the previous FSS coordinator. So we got those files ready because we had reached out to the Department of Housing through their contractor, John DeMille and Associates, and they were in agreement that they would take on the FSS participants onto their FSS program. So the participants that are in Derby wouldn't have to move, they would continue on with their goals of their contractor participation under the FSS program. So those records got ported out to John DeMille this morning. And now, the next part of it is once they're doing their part to get them onto their program is the escrow account for those participants. So we're going to be working with Khalid in order to facilitate that and get those detailed amounts transported over to John DeMille and Associates. And then there's a call that needs to happen with HUD in regards to the notification that was sent, saying that the board and had agreed to not administer an FSS program going forward and not apply for any more of those FSS. It's been
Sure.
difficult to say the least, and we've talked about that. So I think it is prudent and a good decision that the board has made in that regard. The payment standards, we're working on that now because they come effective January 1. A lot of those how the so it's the fair market rent that HUD puts out based on the bedroom size, and a lot of them have been, so Derby got reduced by a little bit, but then because of the range, I think it's going to be fine, and there's still not. It won't be a rent burden for the participants because there hasn't been an increase with the payment standards being set at 100 and 10%
Right.
of the SMR.
Well, that's actually good to hear. Yes, that it won't be a burden to our residents.
Can I ask a question about the payment standards?
Yep.
Is that the possible increase that just happened for some of the residents across the program? Is that what that's in reference to?
Well, it doesn't take effect. The new payment standard doesn't take effect until January 1.
January. Okay.
Not unless Rosalind was and she might have been already working with some January research.
Okay.
So if you're seeing that's a possibility.
Yeah, I had a
The
question come up.
variances,
Yeah.
The variances are anywhere between, with the payment standard, it's anywhere between an increase of $116 or $77 increase all the way to $274 increase, okay. You know, depending on the bedroom size. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll share that with you.
Please, thank you. I would love that.
And I'll give you the analysis that was done as well. So.
Perfect. I appreciate that so much.
Maria, do the rents go up every January?
The payment standards? Yes. Yes. It'll either going to go up or they're going to go down. But, you know, through COVID, then HUD put the, had a waiver, and actually this year as well. But given that there was, you know, that there is this deficit, it's a good idea not to have taken the waiver to set the payment standard at 120%. And the rent burden is still good because that's one of the things that we took a look at, you know, how it's going to impact if we don't increase them to the 120%. But 110%, I think at one point Derby had the payment standard, was it like 105 or maybe 100? I can't. But I think, you know, the board had made the decision to take it to the 110%. So that's helped with the tenant rent, you know, rent burden. So, but yeah, January is when it usually hits.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Maria?
No, I'm good.
No.
Thank you.
All right. Hi. You're welcome.
Maria. So appreciate you being on tonight.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good evening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye Thanks. Now. Bye-bye.
Bye, Maria. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to discussion and possible action on structural repairs at Guardiana. So this problem has been longstanding. I know that you all know that. I didn't realize Marie had hired an engineer, you know, who and actually did a repair plan, and then sent the repair plan out to companies for estimates and as an RFP. We have the Man of Steel Welding Services, LLC, a rate of $42,000. We have Above Them All Construction at a rate of $36,000. And we have the last one, ARP Welding, LLC, and that's in the amount of $43,400. So when Khalid came, I asked him to call Joe Bolero, who's the Derby building inspector, and ask him to come out and look at what needed to be done, because it's really time for us to move on this. Joe came out, he looked at it, and I asked him to look at the bids. I had him come on up to my office. I had copies of the three bids. And he said, according to what he saw and what he could see from the estimates, the most expensive, the ARP Welding LLC at $43,400 was the one that he was the most comfortable with. He felt that that would address the issue. I called them today, and I asked them if the cost was still in effect, because it's been since April. So I know things go up. They said they would honor the price. I asked them if we could make payments over time. He said the job is going to take between 4 and 6 weeks, and he would want 50% down, but then we could work on the rest. As they complete each piece, they would send us a bill after the initial deposit. So I think that's my recommendation as well. I don't really know much about this. I did get an email from him today saying that per the AISC code, I'm not sure what that is, we are not allowed to hire or perform our own third-party inspection. It would be preferred if the city contracts the inspector. I can, however, recommend an inspection company. I sent him an email back asking if the building inspector was okay to use or if we needed someone else. But I didn't get an answer from him yet. But we certainly can get an RFP for inspection services if we can't use Mr. Valero.
I'm sorry, Linda. So can you say that again? So you got a notification that this vendor might not be usable?
No, he's usable. But what he's saying is that they're not allowed to perform their own inspections on the job.
Oh, got it.
Okay. And we would have to go contract with an outside inspector. So my question to him was, will our building inspector from Derby, will he suffice?
Okay.
Or do we need to get a private company? And I didn't get an answer to that. He's willing to recommend an inspection company.
Got it.
But if we can use Joe Pallero and save the money, I would prefer to do that.
Absolutely.
We'll see what he said.
Yes, save the money is the best option.
Right.
You know, I agree, Linda, not knowing much about it, but I know it's been an issue for years. I mean, if the building inspector is satisfied with this, I would absolutely support that recommendation.
I have another question, Linda. If the scope of work is very specific, so mm-hmm. was the building inspector with him when this was done already? Or does the building inspector now have to check it now that he has a recommendation?
The building inspector came out and looked at it before we went back to look at these bids.
Okay.
And
with me, and, is that the day you're talking about when I took him out there?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Correct. And now as they get to each section of work, apparently they need an inspector to come in and approve it. They can't go on to the next section. There's four sections here.
Until it's confirmed that it's great. Okay. Yep. Got that. Okay.
And can the building inspector do that for us, or do we have to hire an outside company and then we'll have to go out to bid to, that's going to take a little bit of time because.
Yeah. So let's cross our fingers that.
And we need three bids. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So let's cross our fingers that they say that the one that we already walked out with, I can't remember his name right now, will suffice.
Joe Valero.
Yes, Joe. Oh, yeah. That would be perfect.
So.
Okay. I just want a clarity. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So am I hearing that there's a motion on the floor to accept the bid from ARP Welding LLC?
Yes, I made that motion that we accept the bid from ARP to begin work at Lakeview Apartments.
Okay.
I second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No nays. Okay. So it's motion's approved. Tomorrow I'll call and tell him that he's got the job, but I'll discuss the issue of the inspector with him. And I'm going to tell him not to start. If he's got to do every quarter, if it has to be inspected at every quarter and it's only going to take 4 to 6 weeks, I feel like we need to get some bids from inspection companies before.
If we have to.
Because I want to tell you too, I had a conversation with Dawn Montaneri today about could we afford to do this? And she's a little worried. She knows that we're behind a little bit in the money. That she knows that we also have some payments to the city, the pilot payments that we're a little bit behind on. She asked, could we pay it over time? And so he's willing to take a 50% deposit and then spread it out over the rest of the time that they're working. I know we've got some apartments that we can fill, and that will increase the rent. So that's kind of the situation. But I think this is a good first step. This is what we have to do. And I want to see us go through the winter with this hanging over our heads.
Right.
Okay. So if there's no more discussion on that, I'm going to, the last, it's nice. Autumn came. Autumn is, well, not just fall. I'm talking about the rest coordinator. Can you talk to her? I have not had any contact with her since she came. She came a week ago this past Monday. What days does she work, and how's she settling in?
Autumn is currently working Monday, Tuesday, Friday. She is absolutely pleasant and she has so many ideas. She's been revamping the newsletter, which is something I honestly wanted to do when I started, but then I just saw like how many trees were actually in the forest for myself. So now that autumn is here, the newsletter is looking amazing. She already has ideas to get me and her into the complexes for discussions. We want everybody to get back to a place where we feel comfortable living where we're living and addressing all the issues everybody has. I think she is a fantastic addition to our little team over on Elizabeth Street. And I can't wait for her to really hit the ground running. She's been working for 2 weeks now and she's doing amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. Loretta, you got a chance to meet her over at Steiger, correct?
Yes, I did. They stopped over my apartment. It was very nice to see her again.
And Ms. Palmer, I know that you said she hadn't gotten to you yet, but I'm sure she will be at CC very soon. Okay. So any other discussion on Autumn? We welcome her, and we're very thankful to have her. And Joan Kaiser did say that she would help with the training.
Oh, that's lovely. I'll reach out to her then. That's perfectly lovely.
Okay, good. Good, good. So if there's no more discussion on that, we'll move on to new business. A, holiday dinners. So Diana reached out to me during the week and she said, you know, we haven't heard anything about the dinners that the firemen generally do for the residents for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. I reached out to Mike Kelleher. He said, we're absolutely doing it. Diana offered to update the flyers and hopefully Autumn, Khalid, you and Autumn can get them out to everybody.
The flyer is updated and is attached to the newsletter that is going out this week.
Awesome. Are there enough for individuals? Because we need to have a head count and the head count needs to be, Loretta, what did I tell you? Hang on a second.
The 14th.
Oh,
November 14th.
The head count needs 14th. To be done by the 14th?
Yes, we need to have
the head count. We'll definitely have it done by then.
Okay, and they'll be served, the dinners will be served the day before Thanksgiving. And then I think, Loretta, we have the date, too, for the for Christmas dinner?
No.
Okay, I'll get that. I'll get that from Mike. It's usually,
that'll probably come out after they're done with Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry?
I said that will probably come out after they're done with Thanksgiving.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. But it's just a really nice thing, and I think everybody enjoys it.
Yes, yes.
I hear the food is really, really good. So that it's nice to know that they're back on, and we know the dates when we, at least for Thanksgiving, we need to have the head count ready. They need some time to buy the goods and then do the preparation.
Prepare. Totally.
It's a wonderful gift.
Yep.
Any questions, any discussion on that? Okay, then I'm going to move on to B, which is results of the soil samples at CC Nair. So the city does some business with Teagan Bond. Teagan Bond is the agency that did the soil testing. I said to him, hey, listen, I don't know where that stuff is. The person that you were working with left. I never saw, I think I saw a piece of it, but I didn't have copies. So I said, can you send me everything that you've got? And he did. And you can see that it's pretty bulky. And I think it's going to take some time for us to read it and digest it and understand how we need to proceed. I think it's not going to be inexpensive. I think it's going to be probably somewhere in the neighborhood of this work over at Lakeview. But again, as the work at Lakeview needs to be done, so does the work at CC. I don't mean to minimize that in the least, but I think we need to understand exactly what's going on. I know they found some stuff. It's broken down by apartment areas. It's a lot to read. I don't know that everybody had a chance to read it and digest it. My recommendation is that we table this. I mean, not in our heads. Go back and read it, underline it, mark some questions on the margins. And next month, I will ask Brian Sierowitz to come to the meeting. He's from Teagan Bond and speak to us and go through it, even if it's the only or one of the only agenda item to go through that document and then talk to us about what a remediation plan might look like. Does that make any sense?
That sounds fine. It's quite extensive.
Yeah. It is. A lot. It's a lot. And
that's a good idea. I haven't come.
I just haven't had a chance to really
go
through it and understand it the way I should. And even if I did, I'm not sure I would understand.
Right.
Pretty technical. So can I have a motion to table this till next month and to invite Brian to come to our meeting and to go through the report with us? I'll make the motion that we table this to next month and that we invite Brian Sierowitz to come down and go through the reports with us, make recommendations, explain to us what it means, and what a sound remediation plan might look like. And then if we need to go to RFP to get the remediation company, we can do that. So that's my motion.
Second.
I second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carries. Thank you. And we'll go on to item C, need a new recorder to do our minutes. Well, the good news is that when I was leaving, the mayor's secretary, Pam Happy, stopped me and she said, "Harry, are you looking for someone to do your minutes?" And I said, "I am." She said, "I'm willing to do it." I think we are behind. This will be three that have not been transcribed. Now, they're all recorded. So if people wanted to hear the minutes or go back to something, they can go on to the city's website and they can find the agenda and the recording of the meeting will be there. But I'll have I'll talk to her tomorrow and I'll have her go back to those three. I think it's July, August, and this month. I know for sure it's August. If it's not July, then it's June, August, and October. And then we'll be able to review them and approve them at another meeting.
Linda, the phone broke up a little bit at the beginning. Did you say that Pamela Happy from the mayor's office offered you to do that?
She did.
Oh, that's so nice. I met her. She's so nice. That's so nice. Okay. That's what I thought she said.
She really is. I had mentioned it to her about a month ago, and she said, "Oh, I don't know. I don't want to think about it." And then as I was leaving, she said, "If you're still looking for somebody, I'm willing to do it." So I'm really happy. She'll do a good job.
I love that. I have to go say thanks to her in person.
There you go. She'd be thrilled. All right. So, Khalid, we come down to subsidized housing coordinator's report. I didn't attach the financials because I think Dawn just understood that she was working with old figures. She was working.
Yes.
There's been rates, you know, in the rent at all three sites. And she got those today. So she's going to amend what she sent, and I'll have those out to you as soon as I get them. We'll make them part of the permanent package when Pam does the minute transcription. But you have no financial report. Might have emailed it to you.
Yes, at this point, but we don't. They're not full. And we're working together to try to like put all the puzzle pieces together from what is missing from the past couple of months.
Correct.
So that's where I think we are together. And that makes sense to me at the moment.
Okay. So Bob and Loretta, you'll have copies when she updates them with the correct information.
Okay.
All right. So Kyle, then I'll let you finish up.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. So good evening, everybody. Out of our current 9 unoccupied units, we do have a total of 5 that are done. We showed one yesterday. We showed 101A, which is one of our special accommodation units. And that looks like it's going to be a go. They were very pleased that the gentleman's aide came with him. And they were both very pleased with the space and the way it looked. So we think that one is going to be occupied by the end of, not this month, but by the end of November. We did that big purchase that we made you aware of about the cabinets for the other unit. So as soon as that one's done, we'll have 6 done. We have 2 showings tomorrow, actually, for 2 of the units as well. And then that means that there are 3 still under construction at the moment, under turnover, and I think they'll both be done by the end of next week. That's the current timeline I have. I will double check. And then I did a walkthrough today as well for someone who is exiting the program. So we will have one more unit to add to have a turnover. But out of our 9, we have 5 that are ready to go and 2 more that are about to be ready to go as well.
Okay. Now, the one that you did the walkthrough today, the one where the person is leaving, is
yes,
it
ma'am.
Fairly good? Okay, good.
It's in perfect condition. It just needs a coat of paint. Mm-hmm. The resident actually kept it in pristine condition, so that one's going to be ready to go as soon as I get the guys in there to paint it and put it back in, on done in the system.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And is Diana, when she's calling to set up the, people to come to look at them, is she getting a good response? Because I know you did a purge not too long ago. So are most of these people still people who want to come into our housing units?
Yes. We had 2 who didn't respond to the come see a unit message, but the waitlist was full. So we wait I think Diana waits 7 days. She waits an extra 3 during the week. She gives them like 10 days to like fully say no. And then she says, do you mm-hmm. want the unit? She'll give a call. They don't give the call. We move on to the next person on the list. So, but we've been having a lot of interest as soon as we get calls. We've only had to go past 2 people so far. So the ones that are ready are going to be filled in no time.
Wonderful. That's really good news. Any questions for Colin?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got, I'm sorry.
No, I think that's all I have to say. I was just going to say that we discussed that big purchase for the cabinets. We're not changing all the cabinets. That was a special occasion. The unit was in bad shape. The cabinets were already gone when I had started. So I was just like, yeah, we're just going to purchase it. But we're not doing that for every unit. Like I said, this new unit is good to go as soon as we get in there with a new coat of paint.
Perfect. Any questions for college?
No.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Well, then do I have a motion to adjourn?
I want to say one more thing, actually, before we go, Linda.
Okay. That's fine.
There was... I'm doing my best to keep this ship afloat. I came into like a big mess. So I'm asking everybody to keep being gracious with me and let's work through this together. I'm losing our receptionist and program clerk on December 20th, as I know the board knows. She is actually a very integral part of the system that is the Derby Housing Authority. So I'm asking for just like, let's think about maybe getting even after we replace Diana, maybe there needs to be another set of hands in the office for me, maybe temporarily, just to really rein this all in, because it is a little crazy. I know we're all doing our best, and so am I. But if there was like any space for extra help, I would love to have that conversation.
All right. I think, always the first thing to do is to go to the fee accountant and say, do we have money for an extra person?
Correct.
But let's get, ask Diana to write her own job spec.
I have Diana's full job description ready to go and even a little playbook of all of her procedures and everything ready to go for the next person. That person will just be brand new. At the same time, I am still new. My resident service coordinator is new. If I could just like, and not even a full-time position, just think about getting another set of hands in there for me to just give duties to, because there's a lot happening at the same time. I'm cleaning up a mess. I'm dealing with current things. And I would, an extra set of hands would help. Nothing that we need to talk about right now, just something to think about.
Sure, for sure. But let's get that job posted, because it makes sense to me. Loretta and Bob, tell me what you think, to bring this person on as soon as possible so that Diana can train them.
Agreed.
Yes.
And then, when they are in place, we can look and see if there's any money. I mean, we've got 2 big big expenses coming
big
up.
Big projects coming up. Mm-hmm.
Huge, yes, too. So we'll continue. I'll continue to talk. I think the sooner we can fill up the empty apartments and get those on the rolls, on the money rolls, mm-hmm. we'll be better off. We'll be in better shape. Remember, too, well, you wouldn't know this, but Diana came in from a temporary agency. So even though she had never worked with a housing authority, she came in with a lot of skills. We ended up purchasing her contract from the temporary agency. Bob, you must remember that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back, Linda. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Does anybody have, like, could we maybe attempt just like a couple of months of somebody, an extra body? Is that
possibly, but let's get her replacement as soon as possible.
Yes, so we have the job description ready to go. We're gonna put it on the same website we did to find Autumn. We put it on Indeed. And we got mm-hmm. a bunch of people. And then, like, when you put the response out, your list goes down pretty quickly. But, and that's how you get quality people. So I know as soon as I put that the posting out for Diana's position, we'll get a nice pool and see who applies.
Good. It's not going to be the deal breaker, but if we can maybe stress someone who has experience with a housing authority in there somewhere. And then email it to me when you're done with it, and I'll give it to Mark. We'll ask Mark to put it on the city website as well.
Okay, perfect. Definitely, we'll do that.
All right. Anybody else? Anything before we adjourn?
I'm good.
All right. All right. Then do I have a motion? It's 7:15. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion. We adjourn at 7:15.
I second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No one. We're adjourned. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.